Interview 3.
Do you think Londoners in general are into fashion?
Yes, I think London is a very key place for fashion. Both Paris, London and Milan are probably three of the key places. And I think that young people in London are very forward-thinking in their fashion sense.
Speaking of young people, how would you characterise young people's fashion in London?
I think it's very imaginative, generally. I think they are very creative. They like to mix things which are very unconventional. And I think that they like to define their own style. And I think that's why London fashion has become so creative. And people look to London for new ideas and new ways of designing and new ways of putting things together.
Where do you get ideas about how to dress?
I think most people, I would say, would use the magazines and television. And I think magazines are very important for seeing what's going to be coming in for the next season. The runway shows are key for trends. And I think that's really where most people probably get their inspiration from.
For example, what kinds of magazines are very popular?
Gosh, well, there are so many new magazines around now. I might say new, the ones that have been around in the last sort of 10 years. But Grazia has become a very popular fashion magazine in this country, and that's a weekly magazine. And it's focused not just on the high street, but it does have high-end things in it as well. It's also very celebrity-led, which a lot of the young people particularly find important. I like Vogue and Tatler, which I still think are good magazines. I think some of the fashion in them is a bit extreme sometimes, but it's always quite fun to look at them. And other than that, gosh, there are so many other magazines which I'm sure are brilliant, but I'm not a great expert on that, so those would probably be the three that I would look at.
Where do professionals go for their clothes?
I think probably the high street is very good on many levels now, and I think that there are places like Zara and Topshop and places like that which, if you shop carefully, you can find good pieces which work well. You've then got the sort of more mid-levels, sort of Max Mara and people like that, who I think do excellent, more grown-up items, but they are quite expensive. I don't think you'd find a huge amount of people for work would be wearing high-end designers. You may get a few, but I think mostly people will be looking mid-market for their clothing.
Interview 2.
Which are rival teams in football in London? What characterises the difference between different sets of supporters?
It's very sort of hard to say now, because I guess in history there would have been sort of certain cultural backgrounds.
Yeah,
so like, for example, like Tottenham Hotspur was a very sort of it was a Jewish run club, and it was sort of had a lot of sort of Jewish fans because it was in a very Jewish area, sort of Hasidic Jewish part of London. Whereas somewhere on the opposite side, that's sort of northeast, and then on the opposite side you've got southwest, you have Chelsea, which is traditionally, how to put this nicely.
There's no way of putting it nicely.
No. But yeah, over time it's just all different supporters have just become, I mean, you get it, they're from so many different backgrounds now, it's not a, when it was back in the day when it was like a working class sport, I guess it was just different sort of pockets of,
yeah,
like cultural pockets, whereas now it's just more, yeah, there are, it's more accessible these days, so it's not just people who live within the area of the ground that support a certain team. So it's,
yeah, whereas when the, I think it's been kind of watered down since the clubs were founded. So if you go way back to kind of, if you look at Sheffield with Sheffield Wednesday and Sheffield United, one of those teams was, it's called Sheffield Wednesday because they played on Wednesday afternoons because it was a working class team. So they'd come out the factory and play on a Wednesday afternoon after they'd been making steel. Whereas Sheffield United was slightly different, had a slightly different class background, I suppose. But over 100 years, that's kind of been lost. And I think sometimes now people don't really know what the rivalry is all about. It's just that it's the nearest team, so they have a natural kind of locational rivalry.
It's certainly not.
Dialogue 1.
London's, I think, a great place to do business because of its diversity. For instance, if you wanted to start up a business, London has it. You've got so many people from all sorts of backgrounds, as well as foreigners and tourists from across the globe descending on London, that it's easy to test ideas and products here first before marketing them globally.
Yeah, when doing business in London, you do notice a lot of capital from Eastern Europe and the Middle East waiting for investment in some kind of venture. The other thing about London is that because it's so big, if you are doing a career that may not be like a standard career or perceived as a normal career, you can get away with it without people really judging you. So for risk takers, as well as for wacky people, London might feel comfortable.
You do notice that in London there are so many people who come from Europe. I mean, London's got the largest population of French nationals outside France. My French friends tell me that there's simply not enough opportunities in France to do daring and creative stuff in business. Similarly with Germans. They love the British higher education system because it's not as rigid as the German one, and they choose to stay on in the UK after graduating. Being part of the EU, I think, has certainly made it easier for Europeans to come over here. There are basically no barriers to them coming in terms of immigration. You just hop on the Eurostar, and in 3 hours you've arrived at St Pancras in the heart of London.
Once you've picked up the language, I think the sky's the limit. People in London don't judge you on your accent or how well you know British culture. A lot of being successful in London is about networking and making connections with the right sort of people. The sooner you start with networking, the better. The more people you know, the more networks you make. The better you get on with people is definitely, I think, the key to being successful in London.